Children, I'm going to read the story of the birth of the Lord, when the Lord was born, the way it's told in the Gospel of Matthew. Now see, in this story, we learn two names for the Lord. See if you can hear what those names are, and also, what do the names mean? What do they tell us about the Lord? And the birth of Jesus Christ was thus. His mother Mary, being betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, was found with child from the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being just and not willing to expose her to public infamy, intended to send her away privately. And while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appears to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is begotten in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. And all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was declared of the Lord by through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And Joseph, being awakened from sleep, did as the angel had ordered him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So in this story, it tells us that Joseph and Mary were betrothed. Betrothed means that Joseph had promised to marry Mary, and she had promised to marry Joseph, but they weren't married yet. And then Joseph learned that Mary was going to have a baby. And Joseph didn't know what to do because he didn't know who the father of this baby was. He thought, I can't marry Mary if she has another husband who's the father of this baby that's going to be born. So while he was wondering what to do, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Here's a picture to help us think about that. The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph while he was sleeping, and he said to him, Joseph, son of David, you don't need to be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the baby that's growing inside of her is from the Holy Spirit. So when Joseph heard that, he woke up from his dream, and right away he started getting ready so that he could marry her as soon as possible, maybe even the next day, because he wanted to take Mary home and take care of her and be ready to take care of the baby Lord when he was born. Now in this story, did you hear one of the names of the Lord? What's one of the names for the Lord in this story? Yes? Jesus, very good. And what's another one? Do you know? Holy, yes, that's a good name for the Lord. Did you hear another one? The Holy Spirit, yes, another one. Any more? Yes? Okay, how about Emmanuel? Did you hear that name? Emmanuel, do you know what that means? What does it mean? It means God. Do you remember what it says? God, yes? With us, that's right. Amazing. God, the creator of the universe, of all the stars and all the people and all the heavens, has come down into this world to be with us. And what does Jesus mean? Do you know what Jesus means? Yes?
Jesus Christ?
Yes, it's Jesus Christ, yes?
The Holy Spirit.
He's from the Holy Spirit, that's right. And it says, you shall call his name Jesus, for he will... Do you remember what it says? He will save his people from their... What does it say? That's close. What's our spiritual enemies, yes? Sins, from our sins, that's right, the bad things we do. Now, what does it mean that the Lord is going to be Jesus, the Savior. What did the Lord do to save us from our sins? Do you know what the Lord did? He came into the world, came down into the world with his mighty power, and who did he fight against? Yes? The evil spirits. And do you know what evil spirits were doing to people at the time when the Lord came? Yes?
Controlling
them. That's right. They were coming right into our bodies. There's a story in the Word about a little boy. The evil spirits would make him throw himself into the fire or into water, like into a pond, so that they would kill him if they could. But his parents had to watch him all the time so they could rescue him. And there's a story of a man, the evil spirits made him tear all his clothes off and then pick up stones and cut himself and shout and cry out. And he couldn't live with people. He lived in the caves where dead people were buried. He didn't have any choice. The evil spirits made him do this. Well, the Lord came into the world and he commanded the evil spirits to leave that boy alone and leave that man alone. And so many more people, it wasn't just them. There were lots of people who were possessed by evil spirits. The Lord put an end to that. Now the evil spirits cannot take over our bodies unless we specifically invite them in over and over and over again. That's one of the ways that the Lord came into the world to save us from our sins. And another way is he taught us the way to heaven. When the Lord came into the world, people had practically forgotten that there is a heaven. And he came into the world to say, yes, you are created to live forever. And when your natural body dies, you're going to live forever, either in heaven or in hell. It's your choice. You have to make the choice. You get to make the choice. And then the Lord taught us, here's what you do if you want to live forever in heaven. Keep my commandments. And he taught us what his commandments mean and how to keep them so that we can go to heaven. Now, you know what? There are still some people who would rather not be saved from their sins. They think that sinning and doing selfish, ugly things that hurt other people makes them happier than following the Lord's commandments. And an interesting thing is when people like that get to the spiritual world, they cannot even say the word Jesus, Savior, because they don't want to be saved from their sins. And Swedenborg watched while some of these people twisted their mouths all around and tried to say the word Jesus, but they couldn't say it. The Lord really wants us to be able to say his name, Jesus, and to know that he is our Savior. He wants us to take the power he's given us so that we can fight against the evil spirits when they come to us too. Run away from them. He wants us to let him lead us and teach us the way to heaven. And when we do, we learn more and more every day how much the Lord saves us over and over from our sins. We're gladder and gladder to call him our Savior. So when the angel said to Joseph, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus," he wasn't just talking to Joseph, he's also talking to every single one of us. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Amen.